In the 11th chapter of Sri Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells, when he reveals the universal form to Arjuna, time I am, controlling everything within material nature, devouring ultimately all living beings. Time is the energy of God Himself within material existence. Time is one of the five subjects that is emphasized within Bhagavad Gita. Time is activating the entire material creation. It is described when Krishna, he creates the Mahatattva, which is the potential material existence, which is like a cloud in the spiritual sky. And then by his own will, he creates the 24 material elements, the three modes of nature, goodness, passion, and ignorance. And then he glances upon that. And through his glance, he activates the three modes of nature with the power of time. And then all phenomena and all species of life are created. So time is so important, so sacred. It is the manifestation of God Himself. And how we utilize our time will determine the value of our lives. Because a moment wasted cannot be bought back with all the wealth in Brahma's creation. There's nothing so precious as time. Vishnu Purana explains very, very succinctly that there is no greater tragedy in all of creation than for a human being who has this rare, special human birth to waste their time in forgetfulness of God. But unfortunately, material nature is created by the Supreme Personality of Godhead in such a way to give all the inhabitants free will. And Maya, or the illusory energy, is there to facilitate the desires we may have that are contrary to the will of God. Daivihesu gunamayi mama maya duratyaga. Maya is very powerful. Very, very powerful. How the material energy distracts us moment after moment from the real treasure that every soul is longing to achieve. Srila Prabhupada quotes that a miserly person is one who attains this human life and dies without realizing God. Dies like the animals. Human life is the junction in which we actually can make the choice and perfect our existence, realize the true identity of the self and the unlimited treasure of happiness that we are meant to experience in relation to God.